Toad House.
That one got streamer that allegedly spent X number of thousands, tens of thousands, hit the end game, and fucked himself.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so you already Quinn. Knew about it. Well, I know vaguely. They were talking. Went to lunch a couple weeks ago with coworkers, and one of them was talking about it. Said that he had actually. It looks like it was Quinn 69 who plays PoE a lot. He plays with Maffle.
Yeah.
But yeah, he spent the equivalent of 16,000 USD apparently to get a 5-star gem, and. Yeah, he locked his guild out, though, right? So there was something about how he progressed so far, but he was in the guild, that their item level, like the dungeons or raids or something, are locked, or the griffs, I guess, are locked behind item level.
Yep.
And because he was so high, he locked his guild out of it.
That's right.
Wait. Let's explain that, because I'm lost.
So Quinn is one of them. Okay. One example. The guy that I had watched the video of, which is from the YouTube channel. I mean, this guy's a fucking goon. I like Quinn. He's all right. But this guy's channel's JT is all business. And, you know.
Did he spend more than Quinn?
$100,000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you're telling me, was he a Twitch streamer?
Yeah. Yeah.
This Twitch streamer dropped 100K.
Yeah.
On leveling his character in Diablo.
Right. Now I can't. So the thing that boggles my mind is, so he either has some other funding, or like, why is he doing this, right? Is it just to, you know, get his like channel going, his stream,
well,
his
Twitch stream going? He only has 156,000 subs on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know that's a lot, but to drop 100K, yeah, that's not enough.
Right. Risky move,
buddy. And he only gets, like, on average, I would say average probably 7K views per video, and he does it every day. So it's only about like, you know, $14 or something per video.
Yeah. Maybe he's independently. Maybe he's like an investor or a crypto bro or
an oiler or some shit.
Right.
Well, maybe. I was gonna say he's in the wrong skin color. He's white, but yeah. Because I thought you meant like Saudi prince, right?
Well, I did not mean that, but there's Texas oilers too.
Right.
Oh sure, yeah, for real, yeah.
He's a Texas prince.
Oh god.
Well, the Saudi oilers are kind of known for like dumping huge amounts of stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Same stuff on the in the GTA RP.
So
there's people that just dump like hundreds of subs on a streamer in one night. It'll be 600-700 subs. It's like stupid.
Okay, so yeah, he dumped. Like apparently I'm looking him up just for context, right? Because I don't know, I hadn't heard of him, but he dumped 50K on one stream apparently.
We're still talking about JT is all business.
Yeah, sorry, JT is all business. Okay. Yeah. From what I can tell, so what's funny is Quinn gets, like, Quinn has like 20,000 Twitch subs, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And he only dumped 16K or whatever. This dude. So he says he lives in North Carolina. He only has 900 Twitter followers. Something's not adding up.
Yeah, something's not adding up. So I keep wondering to myself, is Blizzard paying this guy? That I know that sounds weird, but is it weird?
No.
No,
why would they happen? So obviously I can't disagree with you, and I don't care to, but I'm just like, how would they? So if he had a connection to Blizzard that was big, people would have outed it by now. So we know he doesn't work for them or anything, right? He's not the brother of fucking Kotick. So how, like,
Yeah, it doesn't help their brand any. It only hurts them. It's like right, spend random
dude in North Carolina. Like he could be a literal like white supremacist, the real kind, right? And they choose him, and he gets on their platform, and he starts saying white power, play Diablo Immortal. So, I mean,
$100,000, white power,
dropping in bombs.
Yeah, like. I don't know, dude. Look at this. Hold on. Look at this picture. This dude looks like he knows what a bad decision he's made. Sorry for the shitty link. It's the first one. Look at this picture. Look at this man.
Hold on a second. Let me see here.
Look at that picture. That's the picture of someone that knows they have just ruined their life.
Lord God Almighty, that's so funny.
Yeah, you can see the pain. You can see the pain in his eyes. So he spends $100,000, right? And I mean, he's not alone, right? There are other people that have spent. Well, according to him and what he said in his videos, there are other people that he knows and plays with in his guild that have spent. Like $50,000, $10,000, $5,000.
All right, so we gotta qualify. These have to be people who are like in the scene. They do this for an income.
Well, from what I've seen, besides him, most of them are big Twitch. Yeah, most of them are big streamers that have. Besides him, Quinn and Chris something.
So hopefully these aren't people like their job at Wendy's. And they drop 50K.
No, not 50K, but you know there are people out there ruin their lives on every game. You know there's people out there that are barely support, like living paycheck to paycheck, and over the course of the game, they probably dropped 5K when all they have to their name is like $5. Like they're maxing out credit cards and stuff.
Right.
You know that's happening.
So people are stupid. Does this become gambling?
Well, so that's the argument. So you're getting into the argument people like lobbyists in DC are trying to push to where you can't do subscriptions or loot boxes or anything in games because it is gambling. Like you can't do subscription based rewards. You can't do loot boxes.
This is what he's purchasing though is to upgrade legendary gems. So I think they would still
classify it. Yeah, you roll to, so it's not a guarantee.
Oh,
it's a chance.
That's gambling.
It is gambling. We're gambling here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's not a guaranteed outcome. It's not a.
It's a very, very low. That's why you have to spend so much money. Because it's a very low percentage outcome.
So anyway, so he maxed out his character, right? And then he was basically locked out of BGs.
Yep. Because it's MMR, so It's MMR and item ranking base for PvP and for raids, and it's guild wide. So he fucked his entire guild.
Well, he fucked his guild, and I'm watching the video where he said that he was locked out of BGs. It wasn't that he couldn't join, or it wouldn't let him join BGs because of his item level. It literally wouldn't let him do anything. Like it broke the game. And Blizzard had nobody got that high on the MMR. And Blizzard had to introduce a patch to fix it. But it's only because he made the video. Asmongold picked up on it, made a video about it too, and he had a couple of the shout outs he got boosted
to the max.
Yeah.
So here's the question. None of us are developers right now. We're not developers. But we've done development work, either academically or professionally, in one lifetime or another. So a thing you always are taught in programming is you have to deal with the extremes.
The edge cases, yeah.
Right. You have to deal with these edge cases. What if somebody's, we're only expecting between 100 and 1,000, but somebody comes in with 1,000,000. What, now what?
Right, now what?
Yeah.
You have to deal with that.
I want to know how he broke it, because all I can find is that his MMR was so high, there was literally no one to match him with. But that's not a developer problem. That's a you boost yourself out of the population problem. That's all I'm finding. Great. Is that his MMR is so high.
Is put him down in the one below it, the next one below it, and let him just dominate. Hell, he paid for it.
That's what ended up happening.
Let him go destroy those kids.
Well, but they...
But get good pores.
Yeah. Well, essentially, like, you don't want to set it up. If you're going to allow people to spend money as much as they want, then you need to be ready for something like this to happen.
I mean, because
in order to, like, there's a immortal status or whatever that you can earn in game, and you know, you have to pretty much dominate in BGs to reach the immortal status. But, you know, it can be taken away, right? If somebody is going up in ranks, it's kind of like the old, from what I understand, anyways, don't quote me on this, but it's kind of like the old, if you remember in Vanilla WoW.
Yeah, only so many people could have each honor rank.
Right. And there was one like High Warlord, right?
Yep.
And then,
like legendary in like what, League of Legends? There's only so many people who are
in Challenger. Yeah, there's Challenger, a limited number of ladder spots. Yeah, right. It's the same. Yeah, same out. Idea.
Yeah, so you need to be, you know, if people are going to be competing for that, then you need to at least give the people at the top a chance to defend themselves, right?
Yeah,
I'm just surprised they didn't do what a lot of other freemium or pay to win or whatever you want to call it for PvP. They normalize it. Like Genshin Impact, that gacha game that people have dumped even way more than Diablo Immortal. No, but gotcha. Like, yeah, it's because it's the word that means, it's like slot, means like translates to like slot machine, I think, because it's a loot box game. Anyways, they in PvP, they normalize gear. Doesn't matter if you spent $10 million or $3. What you get from that money is PvE stuff and cosmetics and just, I don't know, what the fuck ever you want to do for wasting money. But straight PvP, like ranked PvP, they normalize your item levels. Everyone gets high gear and it's skill only. Well, quote unquote skill, whatever, doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't know why Diablo Immortal didn't do that too, because there's more than enough precedent in freemium to do that. And then here we are, we're done.
Right. Because money's. Money.
Well, yeah, but so again, Genshin Impact makes way more than Immortal ever will, and they do this.
So why
you will still have whales? I know it sounds obvious that they would, but a lot of whales don't buy that much. Don't put that money in to like beat people in PvP. They put that money in to get exclusive cosmetics that they show off, and they know no one else will have. It's a status symbol thing. That's what it is. Right. That's what whales constantly put money into. I mean, look at skins in LoL. You cannot buy, literally cannot buy an advantage in that game. And people dump tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of them playing it on purely cosmetic skins. Because
it's all
they want to collect
good,
shit.
Baby. It's all that's about what looking I'm saying. Good.
So it's not that Diablo Immortal wouldn't, that's my point though. They could normalize PvP and still print money. So, because people would play it because they want to get to. A lot of people are lazy, man. They're either purely lazy or they view their time as a currency. They want to play the end game and they're fine dumping $500, $1,000, whatever. They're fine dumping it. They want to go do raids. They get bored, then install the game. It's a sunk cost to them. They don't care. So I truly can't wrap my head around. I just can't wrap my head around the PvP decision. Honestly, yeah, I'd be interested to know if they had the data to show like. You know, you spent like the high ranking PvP players, right? It'd be cool to see the data that shows how much they spent like high ranked. I don't know how you would rank PvE, but like separate the whales. Show me whales that have never played rated battlegrounds or whatever. How much have they spent? And then show me the whales that play only PvP and how much have they spent? I'd be really curious to compare them because I think it would line up with what I'm saying from other games. And the majority of the whales would be ones that either don't touch PvP or barely touch it.
Sidebar, I am going to use this picture as my work profile picture.
The one I sent?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't it's know, fucking man. Crazy though. I mean, the game that's itself.
That's a good point.
The game itself, I played it. I got bored and stopped. I played it for I don't know, let's say 2 weeks. Not like just a day, but not very long.
Yeah.
I spent $3.
Did you buy $1?
Yeah, yeah. When you beat dungeons, you get like a chance to do like item packs, and they go up in price. The first one was $1, and the second one was $2. So that's where the $3 came from.
Like enough.
Well, I just literally, it was one of those games where I didn't have a moment of fuck this game, I'm quitting. I just stopped playing it. It was just one of those. Like I was kind of playing it.
It just kind of faded away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I put a decent amount. I played it for several hours. Like I would play it at night when I was laying down.
I do that with a lot of games. Like I'm on Call of the Lamb right now and I can already feel the that's enough of that.
Oh man, I love that game.
I do too. I mean, it's fun. I've not beat it yet. I've not got to the end boss and beat it, but it's like I've done everything else. Like literally, I've maxed out everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the next is just roll through the PvE stuff and win, and then that's that.
Yep. Such a good game though.
Pretty good.
So I do want to come back to Cult of the Lamb, but I will add about this guy's story. After Blizzard patched it and he was able to join BGs, you know, he was running, I mean, he was basically just running over everybody.
Yeah.
And, but, but he, you know, was up against a solid team. Right at one point, one of his later videos, and you know, when they were in matchmaking or whatever, I don't know if it's matchmaking or some kind of lobby before the actual game starts. You know, he's sitting there and he's like, "Okay, boys, you know, this is it." And he's got, you know, there's probably $300,000 sitting on his team alone. But he goes in there and he just get fucking slaughtered.
Really?
Yeah.
At that point, it's like taking down. You're a boss. I mean, like you're a boss on the server.
Yeah.
And to take you down, it's like, man, we beat the boss, dude. We beat the fucking boss.
And you know, you can just see like you can see how upset he was. Like he. You know, usually he's real loud and bombastic, you know, much like you would think. And he
should have got quiet,
you
know, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it got real quiet. It got real quiet. And then at the end, he's like, yeah, boys. That good game. Solid game. That was a solid game.
Get your ass handed to you by normies, probably.
Yeah, you got
some dude who grinded that shit out for the past year and a half.
Yeah, he was looking at their team, and he's like, "Oh, they got a lot of free, you know, free to play players or whatever."
Oh,
like,
no.
I guess he could look at their items and tell that they haven't spent really any money or much money at all. Definitely not $100,000.
Yeah, they just put in time.
Funny. They just put in time.
Yeah. Right.
None of your time. So,
you know, like you know, Snow was saying, if time is money,
right.
Friend.
So, Cult of the Lamb, is it the developer that made the game, have they done other stuff too? Or is this like a new developer on the scene? It's Devolver?
So Devolver's the publisher.
Devolver published it. Sorry.
Massive Monster is the developer. They've done The Adventure Pals and Never Give Up, which I've not played either one of those.
No, I haven't even heard of those. But
Devolver's that really popular indie publisher. They published a fuck ton of shit.
Yeah. I can't remember everything that they've published. I know that I've just seen their name on a ton of stuff.
Yeah. I really like it. It's really fun. It's very similar to Hades. It's a roguelike, but it's similar to Hades in that it has a little like a cool story, and there's a sense of progression in it. Even if you die or you mess up, it's not just. I mean, it's random when you go out and battle. It's randomized, but it's not. I don't know. I just don't feel like it's as boring and grindy as a lot of the older, like quote unquote, old school roguelikes. And it has a base building aspect with your followers and. It's fun. I mean, it's not very long. I've only put in, put in 6 hours, and I'm on the last boss. Like, I could go beat him now if I wanted to. I've maxed out all my upgrades. I haven't unlocked everything, because like a lot of, like, you can unlock a bunch of decorations and different shit in your base, but like all the personal upgrades and all that, I've maxed them all out. So it's not a long game. Compare that to, like, I'm going to beat it, and I'm 26 of 37 achievements. I'm going to beat it, and I don't know, I feel like to get to the same point in Hades, I probably put in like 30 or 40 hours. Which I'm not saying that's a knock against it. I just think it's a more focused experience. It's shorter.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Different, yeah. Shorter. Yeah, I think I got like eight or 9 hours in it
right now. Well, it's super thing, fucking fun.
Yeah. And I mean, they generate the maps, right? So
yeah,
if you play through it again, you don't really have the same.
Well, they're tile experience. Sets, right? I'm sure there is variation, but there's different biomes. There's five different biomes, counting the final boss. And so those biomes are going to look similar because they have tile sets within them that are linked together to make the levels. But yeah, there'll be variants in like the paths you take and enemy spawns and upgrades and whatnot.
I will say that. So speaking about that, like the, you know, the generated map, so to speak, which this is a little bit different, but the catacombs in Bloodborne, I always thought that was a, you know, super cool idea, because you had like basically these maps that are generated and they're saved on a server, and you can provide, you know, the ID or whatever it is.
Oh, like a share code or something.
Yeah, yeah. And you could share that with other people, and they could go into the same catacomb that you went into.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So if you find some super cool rare item or rune, or not runes, but what am I thinking of in Bloodborne? They had like gems or whatever. I don't think they're called gems, but anyways, so if you find something cool in one of these dungeons, you could link the code to somebody else, and they could also go in and find it.
Yeah, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, or like if there was a rare boss or something, because they really mix that shit up too. I loved it. I wish they had done something like that in Elden Ring, which. There's an Elden Ring expansion coming out next year.
I knew there would be some. I was wondering how long it would take, though.
Yeah, they're basically finish. The roadmap was leaked online, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But
it lines up with, I think, Dark Souls 3 got their first storyline about that story expansion about that same time. So it's
And they talked about, or they showed in that timeline, Armored Core was coming out. It was going to be really the next game that From Software released.
Oh, which, for real?
Which
that's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Armored Core?
Armored Core 6.
Like the mech game?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Started way back in the day. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. PlayStation 1, I think.
Dude.
Yeah, PlayStation 1. Yep.
Wow. Which that lines up too, because on their website they had, and maybe still do, job postings that described, like, it was for artists or something like that, and talking about mech suits, which really seems specific and kind of a giveaway to be talking about on a job posting.
It's been a long time. Wow, it's been 10 years. Armored Core 5 came out in 2012.
Wow. I didn't know it'd been that long.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember at a Dave & Buster's, they had this whole setup. They had this stage, and they had this, the stage was laid out, and they had all these pods on the stage. And they were actually, like, set up and designed, like, I mean, not like mechs, but like the, I guess the pilot seat of the mech, right? Just that cockpit middle
or something.
Yeah, the cockpit. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. But they were designed like that, right? So you would go into one of these pods, get in, shut the door, and you'd have a screen up front, and then you'd have like two angled screens. And everybody that got into one of the pods, and you just have a fucking, you know, deathmatch session. That's which really I thought cool. was really fucking cool. But I've only seen it that one time, and it was at the Dave and Buster's in down south. We have one up here now, but I haven't been into it.
Down Southway.
You know, down the road, about 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And that was probably the coolest fucking thing that I've done in Dave and Buster's, besides, you know, drink a lot of beer. That's pretty cool when that happens. But I wish that places would have more things like that. I don't know. It's really awesome. But yeah. Anyways, I got some more news for you. If you don't... okay. The people who stole Ashley Biden's diary pleaded guilty in court to stealing
what?
It. Yes.
Did they really?
They did.
We are jumping everywhere. What happened?
No, I know. This is what happens when I'm completely unprepared.
Yeah, sure as shit. Yeah. Amy Harris and Robert, allegedly, don't sue me. Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander admitted to participating in a conspiracy in which Ashley Biden's diary ended up in the hands of the group Project Veritas.
That's not allegedly. That happened.
It was a joke. It was a joke. I was saying don't sue me because allegedly. I don't think they've been sentenced and jailed. I was just doing it was a joke. Like, haha, it's not happened yet.
Why is that though. Is that illegal?
What?
Steal?
No,
I guess theft.
Yeah. I mean, I
stole a diary.
I don't actually know what you would get them. It would be like misdemeanor theft. A diary's worth like what, $5?
Right.
Like I don't actually know the charge, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know the charge either.
He stole the
maybe
diary.
Maybe it's only because he's the president. Like, maybe literally that's it.
But like, throw the book at him as hard as you can. What is that? Conspiracy to commit theft.
Yeah,
and then theft. Hopefully they didn't speed on the way to do it, and then it's, you know.
They're getting him on conspiracy. That's the charge. Conspiracy.
They're getting conspiracy.
No, conspiracy to commit interstate transportation.
Oh my god.
Wow, they really had to go deep to find something that would stick.
The same as drug trafficking, almost.
This is a serious charge.
Yeah, hell yeah it is. Oh, we crossed state lines, and now it's a big deal.
Oh, no. Oh, listen. No, it gets better.
Oh, come on.
Guilty to conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property involving the theft of personal belongings of an immediate family member of a government official who was a candidate of a national political office.
Is that a special thing?
That's the charge.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, I didn't know that God, was a special dude. Thing. Hey, they
literally made
somebody.
It up. They literally, like, sit there. They you look at the paper, and it's got white out, crossing shit out. They're writing on it. No, it doesn't. I'm just saying, like, that's such a specific charge.
I was excited. I was like, oh, please send it. I have to see this.
Crossing state lines for stealing goods, wearing a blue camouflage pullover.
I mean, this is official too. This is the what I just read is from the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York. This is the attorney release.
Oh,
so here's the thing. All right, so we know. All right, so now we know all that. We got all that. But now that edifies the content. It's like what was written in that document is real. And
so what was the big thing in that document? No, not for her. No, that's what I'm asking.
Oh Lord.
Well, one thing is about Joe Biden taking showers with her and her feeling like it was inappropriate.
Okay.
Well, she was a
so it's personal stuff about her. Like she's.
Yeah, it was literally her diary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but people write about other people in diaries too. I didn't know.
Now, it was her diary, just like Hunter's laptop was actually his laptop, And so all the stuff therein actually belonged to him, and all the stuff that she wrote in there was about her. It's just, it boggles the fucking mind.
Nothing's going to happen.
No, not a thing is going to happen.
Except for these people going to jail for a long time for a very specific charge.
They're getting that diary.
For a long time, buddy.
Good Lord.
Yeah. They're not just going to, like, you know.
Oh, no. They're going to send you to violent criminal prison.
They're going to the pokey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
God, those poor bastards.
Yeah. I was really surprised to see that show up on my feed. It's like, oh, well, I wonder what the Twitter space has to say about this.
Nothing.
Well, a lot of people were like, so Project Veritas committed a crime?
No.
Like, no.
They're covered by the journalism laws. Yeah. It's like, they can receive stolen goods. That's fine.
Yeah. But guess what? New York Times printed the Pentagon Papers, if y'all remember that.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. That's Watergate.
Probably same.
Like, Watergate depended on that protection.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably same people. Probably this Harris person. Also had the Pentagon Papers. And they traveled across straight lines. What's that?
The person that leaked the Pentagon I'm thinking of killed? The... No, I'm not thinking of Pentagon. I'm thinking of the Panama Papers. I'm sorry. That dude was killed.
I'm sure he was just pancaked by a garbage truck or something.
Yeah, he was like fucking annihilated.
Just destroyed.
I can't remember how he died.
Strange occurrence. This guy dies from a heart attack, and so does everyone who knew him.
It's weird to me. It's a topic I don't really care to get into because we're never going to know, and I'll just, sure, it's her that wrote it. But it's weird to me that she signed her full name multiple times in multiple entries in her own diary.
Huh.
That's odd.
Well,
it's like making it very obvious. Like, I want to reinforce who this is. It's me. Here's my full name, middle name included. Here I am. Like, signing it as a sign off to herself using her full name.
Why is
that smart? That's weird.
Maybe she wants to ensure that this record of what happens is coming from me.
Or someone that really wants to reinforce that it's her, even though it's not her, and they want you to know it's her while you're reading it.
That is true. Yeah.
Like, think about ending all your sentences with, I am blah, 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 and this is blah, blah, blah. And you talk to someone else, and you go, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. And you're like, all right, bye. Remember,
I've signed journal entries before.
I've journaled before, but I've never used my full name for sure. I'm not saying it's impossible. Again, I'm not. It's
definitely not impossible. And that wouldn't... I mean, weird... I give you weird, but not enough to cast a decent amount of aspersion to make me doubt its validity, especially considering two people are going to prison for a very long time. And they're actually being charged with it. They're being charged with it for... You know, that's kind of the nail in the coffin. That they're actually charging them with it. Instead of going, that's fake. Because
be curious to see if they go. Like, I wonder if the trial will be how publicized the trial is going to be.
That'll be interesting too.
I mean, if they are charging them with that,
It won't be show trial Johnny Depp Amber Heard level.
No, I'm not saying that.
But they pled guilty. Right.
Oh, then there won't be a trial. It's over.
I just saw that they were charged. I didn't see they pled guilty. Like, so I saw that in the media article. I didn't see that in the attorney's statement. But
they pled guilty to stealing Ashley Biden's journal.
Well, you still have to. There's still a sentencing trial at a minimum. Just because you pled guilty doesn't mean you show up in jail the next day.
Right, but the things we know that are true now are that it was her diary. They did charge her with it because they actually stole the real McCoy, and now they're going to go to jail for it.
So it's real. So it's documented in court.
So why do you think
the content we're in?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some validity to them. I was gonna say, what do you think they got threatened with to make them plead guilty? That's the thing we should talk about.
That's the real. That's the real question. Why did they not go to court?
Maybe they're martyrs, and they're like, you know, no, we'll say we're guilty because that validates the whole thing, and we're telling the truth.
Nope, you would want to go to trial and drag it out and get coverage on it.
Not guilty.
Like,
and then have
go to trial and get it on record. No, if you really want to expose things, pleading guilty doesn't do anything. Because then you don't have a trial. All you have is sentencing, and you get silenced. No, if you want to call attention to it, I mean, lie. But what are they going to do? Arrest you? You're already arrested. Lie, say not guilty, and then get in there and drag it out and have people talk about it. I think
the thing is, I don't mean to talk over you. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go. No, go.
The thing that gets me, okay, if they wanted to cover this up, why didn't they charge them with theft? Why didn't they just charge them with theft? Why did they have to, as opposed to theft of property from someone who is related to a government official?
For real, it's Ashley Biden. That's who they stole from.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're trying to cover it up. I'm saying that I think that they got threatened. I'm not saying it's fake. I'm saying that to me, it's more interesting that they pled guilty because I'm thinking they got put in a room and they say, because this, I don't mean this is like, we have your family, we're going to skin them alive. I'm saying like this happens in real life. They're like, hey, if you plead guilty, we'll do this. Otherwise, we're going to butt fuck you and you are screwed. Like, I know they're already screwed, but maybe there's something worse. There's
no telling what other shit those people are doing or into.
Right.
Or, you know,
so why did they plead guilty? Because I really think if they hadn't been like threatened or said, hey, we can get you on a lot worse, we'll cut you a deal, but you got to plead guilty to this. Because that's what a plea deal's for. Like, right. I really think if that didn't happen and their objective was
it
does not say. It says the media says pled guilty. The attorney release says nothing about that. The only thing I see that says pled guilty are all the
maybe
media
they weren't given an ultimatum. And it was just is us fucking you as hard as you can, and they just went, okay, send me.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll not know because they pled guilty. So all we'll see is sentencing.
You would think if they wanted to really bury this, because I mean we've already seen entries from entries.
I don't
from
think
the
there
journal.
Was any burying it. Is the thing it was already out, so. You may as well fuck the people into the dirt as hard as you can who caused it.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because it's not the level of intel or scandal that, well, it should be, but it's not because it's for a certain side that they kill you over. Oh. I mean, this ain't Seth Rich level stuff. I mean, they killed that motherfucker.
Is it not Seth Rich level stuff?
No.
I mean, it's someone who is a minor claiming to.
They don't care.
You know,
know their side doesn't care. It doesn't matter. A dude said it literally the other day. We don't care how many children he's molested. It doesn't matter.
Who said?
I'll go into it later because I don't want to give him any fucking accolade more than he has. But yeah, I mean, you got people on that side admitting it. We don't care. We do not care what they did. All we wanted to do was get Trump out of there. It doesn't matter. Everything is permissible. Nothing is forbidden. So it's like, okay, well, if that's who you're playing against, get ready.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's so yeah. They just said, "Well, we're gonna fuck them as hard as we can and control the media because they do," and then minimize it.
It's minimized out of the gate.
Yeah, it's been absolutely minimized.
Yeah.
If it was anyone else, it would be full blast. 24/7.
Well, not
did
anyone,
you fuck your niece in the
else.
Shower?
If it was like Nancy Pelosi or something, probably not.
That she would be safe at that point.
Really?
No, I'm not. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think there's only a handful of people who can pull some shit like that, it get out, and nothing happen.
Obama.
Yeah, Obama's Joe one. Biden. Joe Biden's one. I do not think Trump is one. Sorry for the upset. Trump is not one. If he got caught, like, if this come out and all this said Trump, nope. Every human on this earth would know about it. People in Zimbabwe would know about how Donald Trump molested his niece in the shower whenever she was 11.
That one island that's never been touched by humans. They have tablets out. They're just over there clicking. The story.
Yeah, they're just over there clicking and popping at each other, telling this tale of how Donald Trump molested his 11-year-old niece.
He actually found where he did his page drawings.
Siri's talking to him. He's like, I'm sorry, did you mean...
Right. Yeah, pretty much. But if it was Mitch McConnell, no, that would never go. That wouldn't go anywhere. If it was a Ted Cruz, no, or that other fucker in Texas Santa's. With an eye patch.
Oh.
Dan Crenshaw, Texas.
Yeah, if it was Crenshaw, yeah. No, he's good. He's a made man.
Captain Dan Crenshaw.
God, what's he? Ugh. Anyway. I've said my piece.
I gotta jump off here, but this was fun.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. All right, guys.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye.